Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Our Morning X headlines we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Yarachisco. Unidentified Florida man accidentally shoots himself while showing off. Accidentally? Or is this the most badass Florida man ever?
Depends. Did he survive?
Yeah, I think he's probably all right. I don't know. I don't have a follow-up since Friday, but this is...
Well, he refused to go to the hospital. He just slithered into the swamps.
This is...
I assume that the restorative waters, the Florida swamps will heal him.
Late Thursday night at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern in Pensacola, Florida. Hanging out, pulls his gun out, show off to a couple of other patrons, accidentally shoots himself. Warren,
he's got to be spitting on his finger, right?
Warren Sonnen is the manager at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern. Dream gig if you can't get alcoholic clown. The manager Uptown Tavern.
Half stars on Google reviews.
He let police watch the surveillance footage, which, by the way, police initially reported on Friday that there was a shooting that took place at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern. Mm-hmm. And they want you to know we did not have a shooting. Just one dude accidentally shot himself. Does that count as a shooting? I don't know. They shouldn't be reported in the same way.
Yeah, that's not like an active shooter situation.
Yeah. I don't want to sully the good reputation of O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern.
You know what? They should have like an active dumbass alert.
Yeah.
Just watch out. There are idiots about.
So let's see here. In the surveillance video, you see the dude sitting at a bar, engaged in conversation with a woman and another man at 11 p.m. I'm going to say they're negotiating a threesome.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's 11 p.m.? That's pretty early, though.
That's early?
That bold.
That's 23-year-old talking.
That's too early to be bold.
Saturday, I stayed out till 8:30 p.m. I was wrecked. Okay, I could not go further.
I mean, have you ever seen somebody at 2 a.m. when those lights come on and you're like, oh, that was not what I thought you looked like? You got to lock in these Florida threesomes early before these lights come in, okay?
There's a time difference. I forgot. Yeah.
What is the optimal threesome negotiation time period?
If you go anywhere past 1 a.m., you're getting the desperate ones that are just kind of like staying at the bar. I think midnight and later.
Midnight to
1 a.m.
That's your magic threesome hour.
That's the magic threesome hour, because you get still the hot ones, but then, you know, everybody's a little confident.
Yeah.
And then maybe by that time, you get some stragglers. There's some where they were a couple, but then by 1 a.m. it's like, no, the guy had said something stupid, but she hasn't had a ride home yet. Mm-hmm. This sounds kind of bad.
In the video, 11 p.m., guys talking to a man and another woman, a woman and another man. That's how you could say that. 11:01, he reaches into his shirt, pulls out a handgun, shows it to the two people for a couple of seconds. Then makes a quick motion as if he were putting the gun into an invisible holster beneath his left shoulder and discharges the weapon, shooting himself in the upper torso. Ow. Invisible holster is the...
Invisible holster. And then he got into his invisible mobile and drove away.
He should have put on his invisible bulletproof vest.
Warren, manager of O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern, was asked what did he think happened. Quote, I don't know. He was pretending to be a badass or something. From what I can tell, it was completely by accident, end quote. Because you wouldn't, I mean, like, say you've been shut down for a threesome and you're just trying to prove your worth. Mm-hmm. Would you try to throw a flesh wound on there and be like, hey, look at this.
I made it weird.
I thought it, but I didn't say it.
I didn't even think it.
You left me alone with him for 2 days.
Florida man, again, proving his superhero powers, did not call an ambulance, did not seek medical attention, at least not immediately.
I hope we didn't realize it.
He said the man left the bar moments after discharging the weapon. Police made contact with him several hours later when he had checked himself into a hospital.
I hope he just took his leftover drink and just poured his whiskey on the wound and was like, yeah, it's fine. It happens every day.
So my place, 12:30 tonight. Yeah. You guys see on just a little bit?
Yeah. I'll bring my invisible holster.
As of Friday, still determining whether or not this guy would face charges. Be safe with the guns, kids. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick, Emily, did you guys miss me?
Yeah.
Anybody telling gross stories while I was gone? Because I got one for you right here, my friend.
No.
Is it a gross story or a heroic moment for your guy?
I don't know. Give me the
facts. I'll
tell
you, both. Last week when I was like, hey, this will be fun, I'll tell the story when I come back on Monday. I was for some reason all into it, and now I've got Monday, the malaise on me, and I'm like, why are you, don't share that. Don't tell the people that.
Wait, can I guess?
Okay, go ahead.
So it's heroic and gross, right?
Yeah.
Did you finally take
a
shower?
Or gross. No, I take frequent showers. How dare you, Emily? How dare you?
I was like, heroic is you're doing justice to other people.
Did you
gross,
just finally pick up your dog's poop?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll tell you, it does involve hygiene to a certain extent and poop. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Last week.
Poop story.
Sometime early last week, I'll tell you, that I was down at the basketball court getting a workout on. All right? Just getting some shots up, you know.
Up to no good.
Perfecting my game. That's the way I work. And I've told you before. You don't care. I have a multitude of different basketball solo workouts that I do.
You have a whole routine.
Oftentimes,
that you do.
Yeah, timed. And yeah, I got a whole thing going on there. That's why when somebody comes up and is like, hey, you want to play one-on-one? I'm like, I am playing one-on-one, okay?
It's me
versus myself, all right? Who's going to win today? And so, yeah, I ain't got no time for that. But every basketball workout ends the same way, okay? I can't go home until I start at one baseline, full speed dribble sprint to the other side of the court, pull up from 15, jump shot, has to swish, all net, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it hits the rim, doesn't count. Doesn't matter if it goes in, it's got to be all swish. Then grab that rebound, full speed sprint, dribble to the other side, jump shot, swish. Swish on that end, swish on this end. Can't go home until you do that, all right? I'll stay there all night. All night.
I feel like you probably have.
Until we do it. Yeah. I've gotten a little too good at it, honestly. Okay.
No.
My skills have sharpened to the point that now it's like, yeah, it's kind of a piece of cake. Kind of a piece of cake. So anyway, that's the way that I know.
You're boring.
Nobody cares about hearing about your workouts. It was Monday night? Tuesday? Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was, so since the great weight loss odyssey of 2020... I've lost 100 and something pounds, whatever. I maintain my weight by going through, and this is probably not soda approved, but a series of roller coaster, what I would call lockdown mode.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then sometimes I break out of lockdown mode and just eat terribly gluttonous. It's usually like...
Was this after a breakout?
2.5 weeks of lockdown and then a week of, you know, a breakout.
Gluttony.
That's what I would call it. Yeah. Do you see where I'm going here?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it hits your system.
We're on the basketball court, and all of a sudden, there's just like and I'm like, whoa.
But you can't go home.
I can't go home.
You got to finish your
until
game.
Until I go baseline, full sprint, dribble, swish, rebound, full sprint, dribble, swish on the other end.
This is the equivalent to your buzzer.
I can't go home.
The timer's running out.
I feel like there was some dribbling, and it was not with a basketball.
Ew.
I'm already like doing the calculations in my head because it's like it's a 4-minute walk from the basketball court to my house.
Yeah.
But that's like normally like a brisk walk. This is like I got to take real short steps walk sort
very
of
secure my steps
situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. I don't know.
You're back on lockdown.
Yeah.
Contemplating getting an Uber for the 4-minute walk.
Is the cleanup fee worth it?
Then. I feel like it happens in like slow motion, all right?
Yeah,
Chariots
like
of Fire is playing,
three,
and I'm full length of the court sprinting down one end, pull up from 15 feet, swish. And I grab the ball and I turn and I look the other way and I clench extra hard. Extra hard. And I full sprint, dribble the other end, pull up from 15 feet. Swish! I did it on the first try! The first time! First attempt! While under incredible distress.
I did it, guys.
Oh,
I did it.
Pressure.
Yeah. Wow. Also, didn't make it home. Had to poop in the woods.
Wait.
Yeah. There was no way. There was just no way. There's a little green belt right next to the basketball court. Sorry about that. The Killers, Moody Center, September 9th, 2022. Will I still be alive then?
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm gonna make it.
We'll make it.
We got tickets to give away with another edition of Candy Cameo. It's maybe the name of this game. Cameo. It's where you can go to get a celebrity video message. Happy birthday. You bought one for your mom, Emily?
I did.
Who was it from?
It was a drag queen. Her favorite drag queen. Yes, Miss Cracker.
Nice.
M-I-Z.
Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker.
Married to Uncle Cracker?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe a distant cousin.
She loved it. She was a big fan.
You can get a celebrity video happy birthday message or one from Miss Cracker. And everybody sets their own rate, sets the value of their celebrity. And we play a game where Nick is going to tell us a celebrity, read us their Cameo bio, and then me and Emily are going to try and guess how much money is that person charging on Cameo. Three of them, scoring cumulative. You want to have the smallest number possible by the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's a thing here telling me who we're playing on behalf of, but apparently it's Monday, everybody's off, and nobody cares. And
yeah.
That's great.
Are you professional or not?
I don't know who it is, but I forgot to get it from the intern. I apologize. You're playing on that person. Emily's playing for that person.
How did the show runs this smoothly when I'm here? How did you guys? What did you do?
Did
it go great?
It did.
You know, it's funny because I remember recording a promo about Emily's first time and how it was going to air Thursday at 7:30.
Yeah.
As it does every Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening Thursday morning and it's 7:26 and the Emily's first time music just starts. So that seems.
We did it.
Sorry.
We did it.
No asides.
Okay.
I'm playing on behalf of a listener. So is Emily. Nick, what's the first one, buddy?
Our first one is Tommy Chong, which according to his Cameo bio is comedian, musician, actor, writer, living legend, Tommy Chong.
So Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong.
Yeah. You know Cheech and Chong things?
Oh, do I know Cheech and Chong things?
I mean...
Do I need to say anything else? No, my dad was a big fan.
Oh.
Of the...
Of Cheech and Chong or the...
Well...
Bubbling water.
You know.
Nice.
It happens.
Uh-huh.
All right. So only one of them. Chong. Only Chong.
Oh,
Tommy Chong.
Not Cheech. Okay.
I don't want to give anything away, but I don't think Cheech would have to lower himself to Cameo. All right. Cheech got all that tin cup money.
All that.
Wouldn't he also... He did something else.
Nash Bridges.
I was going to say, he's some cop show, right?
Yeah.
He's on the poor man's NYPD Johnson. Blue.
All right. I got mine.
Daryl is apparently who I'm playing for. He chose Team Jason. Christy, you got Emily. Congratulations. I got $199 from my man, Tommy Chong.
I got $170.
You can get a Cameo from Tommy Chong for only $150.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to ding you, Emily.
Thank you. I knew he wasn't that much.
Man, I had this. This is a leftover game from last week that I didn't do. But Tommy Chong won Twitter because he was complaining about one of the insurrection guy, the first one to be charged, only got like an $80 fine or whatever. And he's like, man, I got more than that for selling bongs. It's like, good job, Tommy Chong.
That won Twitter?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, what's the second one, Nick?
Our second one is Casey Thompson, who is the University of Texas Longhorns football quarterback number 11.
Oh, they're doing Casey cameos Thompson. Now.
Yeah.
Really?
NIL, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This was illegal until July 1st.
Oh.
And so, he was not taking any kind of money before that.
He wouldn't. It's against the rules.
That's right.
Would never.
Of course not.
Would never.
It is not listed as a charity, but I will tell you that according to his bio, part of the proceeds go to No Kid Hungry. Okay. That factors into your decision making.
Is he the no kid that isn't hungry after you pay him, he can feed himself?
That's a heady move if he is.
No kid hungry. I'm kid.
I mean, also, none of these athletes would ever have fake charity foundations that is just used to funnel money into their family.
Yeah. Okay, that wait. So quarterback.
Yeah. University of Texas Longhorns football quarterback number 11.
Yeah.
Which I believe is a jersey number, not his ranking.
Should've, I don't even know if I could put a price on him.
Should have put hook on my guess in there. Then Emily would have got it.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. We'll put this. We'll put that. That's good. Isn't that?
This is tough because I know Bijan Robinson was on there, and I think he started out at $100, then it went to $125, and he's getting requested. He just kept raising the price. He's a superstar, Heisman Trophy candidate. Casey Thompson might not even win the job, but he is the quarterback. I'm going to go $199 again.
Oh, all right. Well, I went a little lower. I said $100.
Mm-hmm.
One of you gets into reach into Casey Thompson and pull out a $100 bill because he charges $100 per cameo.
Well played,
Emily. Wow, I'm doing great today.
Well played.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you, buddy.
Thanks.
It's weird how when you talk about like social media money making opportunities, like you're just like dialed in on this one. IMDb, like I don't know.
Okay, score
how
update.
You want to call charge per talk?
Yeah.
Emily's 20 off. I'm
148.
148. Anything can happen on the last.
That's
one.
That's true. I can fluff this one up.
It can when you're Kenny James, Nintendo's voice of Bowser.
Okay. He doesn't talk though. He just goes roar.
Yeah. But he's ready to amuse your friends and family during this time of no conventions, special occasions, or just because. Just remember that I can't endorse any websites, channels, etc. Kenny James, Nintendo's voice of Bowser.
Kenny James? Is that the only voice he does?
I doubt it.
Okay.
And Bowser doesn't ever talk?
No, he just goes, rawr, rawr.
Sometimes he'll kind of like, to a cadence. Rawr, rawr.
Yeah, back in my day, Bowser didn't talk, but I would imagine you kids today. I mean, Mario didn't talk in my day. Now Mario talks all the time, right?
So Mario. Well, I mean, unless you're talking about like one of the cartoons. Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Mm-hmm.
Bowser would talk all day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got mine.
But yeah, now it's just more like... Okay.
That's us, Peach.
I gotta do a little special something here if I'm going to come from behind. So I'm going to go $299 for the voice of Bowser.
Oh, no.
$299.
That seems
Don't screw
like,
it up, Emily.
That seems like a lot. I said $75.
Oh, Emily.
Oh,
you
no.
can get a non-vocal cameo from the voice of Bowser for $40. $40 only. He's doing it for the kids, the fans.
All right, guys. Look at me. I'm doing great.
Christy, I feel like Emily didn't win as much as I've lost. Played poorly. But that means that you're going to get the ticket to see the Killers. Hold on one second. I just want to hear the bowling pursuit. That's my favorite.
That's even longer. Wow.
The Morning X. 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.